301-8939. Limited time offer prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you listen to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next half hour, they're going to be the views of Jeanette Schnall, who's actually moved down to Chile because, of course, she's very concerned about what's going on here, and there are people who are moving out of the country. So Tim Harper and I have elected to stay here. We think the battle for survival is here, and this is our home. But I certainly don't object to people who really feel very, very strongly that they'd rather be in a different place. And so, Jeanette, certainly tell us a little bit about Chile, how you happen to pick Chile as a place to go to live.
Oh, well, I guess I decided on Chile. Well, I guess I could rewind many number of years, but I actually used to work for Procter & Gamble many years back, and I spent time working in Asia, and I spent 3 years there over in Asia, and I lived in communist China for a year. And so I'm a student of China, and I've read a lot on the about the country and the history, and I found something very interesting, which was the Cultural Revolution. And what I saw was a lot of things that I had learned about the Cultural Revolution. I saw these things sort of coming in different versions, coming in the United States. For example, a lot of the things like intense propaganda and, you know, seeing the world sort of turned upside down and the relationship between parents and children changing, and the fact that religion was being destroyed and being replaced by the worship of the state and worship of self. And those were things that I saw happening in the United States. So we decided that we wanted to look for another country. And so what we did is I sort of embarked on a big research project. And what I came up with is that I found that South America, I felt, was going to be the best choice because it's a very reasonable cost of living. The population is low in lots of places. And Chile is, according to the Heritage Foundation Index of Economic Freedom, was ranked as 11th in the world, has a low rate of crime. It was very stable economically because they have a natural resource-based economy, especially they have copper, which they can use to stabilize their market. And the country had already been through turmoil in the recent past. So I think they were sort of over, you know, their period of having problems, and they had gone through a military dictatorship. They had gone through Marxist government, and they were back on democracy, and, you know, all those lessons had been learned, and I thought that this looked like the country where it would be a good place to live because it's a religious country, it's a family-oriented country, and they still believe in God, and they still you know, have a lot of the traditional beliefs that we used to have back in, like, the 50s. So,
well, you know, basically, it was just yesterday that the Pentagon stopped the don't ask, don't tell homosexual policy. Well, basically, this is an affront to God, and certainly the reason that this has happened is because there are powerful dark spiritual forces working at the highest levels of our government, our courts, and even within some of our religious organizations aimed at destroying the moral fabric of America. The reason you saw those things in China is because we brought the Chinese communists to power back in 1948-49 by putting an arms embargo on Chiang Kai-shek so we couldn't fight the communists. We gave China to the communists. Well, anyway, it's a tragic situation in China. I can understand your concern having seen that. And as you point out, many of the things that you saw in China are coming here to America. In fact, we have far...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Of course, they move into spring. It's at 180 degrees opposite. I know the same thing when I lived in South Africa. Our telephone number, if you have a question for Jeanette, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. She comments, of course, that they're putting a lot of roads, infrastructure development. The temperature where she is in southern Chile is really very temperate. She said that you can get around very readily. There's a good bus system, but you actually have your own car, don't you? And they have electricity and many of the amenities we have here in the United States.
Oh, sure. Well, we have actually, you wouldn't believe it, but we have a Jeep, and it's an American-made one. So, yeah, they import a lot of Japanese cars, a lot of American cars, so they drive Fords down here. They actually do a lot of business here with China. So you actually see some kind of car brands that you never see in the United States. Chinese brands, I can't remember all the names of them, like one is the Great Wall or something like this.
Oh, because a lot of them are made by American companies over there. Many of our major corporations have contracts with the Chinese, and certainly some of the major Chinese automobile manufacturers are largely owned by American corporations. In fact, when Barack Obama gave $65 billion to General Motors when he was distributing the TARP funds, part of that was to be used to open new plants and hire more laborers, and that's exactly what General Motors did. They opened new plants, and they hired more workers, but they were in communist China. People don't understand the major function of America's foreign policy is to build up the economy of the rest of the world, to raise the living standards there as they progressively lower living standards here. In fact, what's so interesting, Robert Samuelson, who's really one of my favorite commentators, wrote an article recently about the new census report that had come out, pointing that the living standards of the American workers are dropping about 1.5% every year. Progressive drop, and that's part of the master plan. Lower the living standards here. Raise the living standards elsewhere. That's, of course, why we reward our companies for moving overseas by letting them go over there, pay no corporate taxes at all, and charging them a 35% tax if they remain here in the United States. Punish American corporations for remaining here. Let them bring their products into this country without tariffs. And, of course, that's why we build up the economy throughout the rest of the world. But anyway, as far as the stability down there, are things fairly stable, Jeanette?
Yes, they are very stable. The thing is that the banking system here, they didn't really get into the problems that happened up in North America and in Europe with all of this crazy lending that went on, that was basically set up by, you know, some of these banks to pump up the economy and then, you know, play the other side of it, and as things fell apart to make money. They didn't get involved in that. The credit here has been, actually for many years, people didn't have much credit, and it's actually sort of more of a new thing. But as far as lending goes here, traditionally, people buy homes either with 100% cash, or you need to have, you know, a considerable amount of money, you know, even up to like 50% before you can buy a house here. So they never got into some of this, you know, 0% down with no investment to buy homes, and the market never heated up. They didn't have flipping and stuff like that. So it's actually really difficult for a foreigner even to come here and open up a bank account. So they don't have worries of things like hot money coming in and, you know, overheating parts of the economy, and then having those hedge funds that come in and, you know, dump a lot of money into one sector of the economy and then run off and, you know, have things fall apart. So
they're not going ahead and simply printing a lot of money and rapidly expanding the money supply. If you rapidly expand the money supply, you get prosperity. But eventually, of course, the whole thing collapses. They know that's going to happen here. That's part of the plan. It's to collapse our economy. You read the material published in Foreign Affairs magazine, by the articles written by Richard Haass, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. He will tell you, and this would be the December 2011 article. I've forgotten 2011. Maybe it's 2010. But he tells you the plan is to simply bring austerity to the America, to bring lower the living standards. He, in that article, I think it probably is December 2010, over and over and over again, he talks about how we're going to have to lower living standards, bring austerity, lower living standards, bring austerity, lower living standards, bring austerity. You read Mortimer Zuckerman, of course, Mortimer Zuckerman's CFR, he's Trilateral Commission Bilderberg. Richard Haass, of course, is CFR Bilderberg Trilateral Commission, too. There's only 78 trilateralists, but they're the people who really run the country. And Mortimer Zuckerman says the same thing. austerity, lower living standards for the American people. So basically, because you're down there, you're comfortable, and basically homes constructed pretty well the way they are here. How are they priced? You know, here I know where I live in Santa Cruz, the average home I think is about $460,000 in Santa Cruz. How are the homes down there as far as a purchasing price?
Well, they're definitely not at that sort of nosebleed price, but they're not as well constructed as they are in the United States. I mean, the United States, I think, has, you know, really innovative building practices and materials, but here you can still get a decent home, and you know, maybe more simple. But for example, my home is 1,000 square feet, and it costs about $80,000. So, you know, between
$80 a square foot probably costs you $150 a square foot to build here.
Oh, definitely.
Okay,
much more.
Well, basically, if you have a question for Jeanette, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But Jeanette, and Jeanette, of course, does support Radio Liberty, and so we put her on so that she can tell people about Chile. She sells real estate there. How could people get in touch with you if they were interested in learning more about Chile?
Oh, certainly. Well, they could call me. I have a U.S.-based telephone number that rings in my office, my home office in Chile. And the number, the Massachusetts number, is area code 413-835-7961. That's 413-835-7961. And I have a website, and that's on the World Wide Web. So it's www.southernchileproperties.com. That's southernchileproperties.com. And also for people that aren't on the internet, they can call me, and people have been doing this, and we have information that we can mail out to them. It will take you take the post office a couple of weeks for it to get to them in the United States, but I can send out hard copies of things, so if anybody needs that, we can accommodate them.
Have you had a pretty good response to the programs we've done here at Radio Liberty, what you've talked about, Chile?
Yes, we've had a very good response. And, you know, I hope that we get a really booming response. I would love to see us build up our own little sort of economy down here. We could get a whole little enclave of people here. We could almost have a mini economy. But, yeah, I think I've had over 100 responses from people that are your listeners, and a lot of very interesting conversations with people. And I enjoy speaking to your listeners because, you know, I find a lot of like-minded people. So
okay, fine. Well,
come on down here.
Okay, fine. So basically, now you do live in a gated community, sort of an enclave of foreigners, although they're not all Americans, are they?
No, we have a mix of Europeans and Americans, and there's a big influx of Chileans that are coming from overseas, from some other countries. We're getting a lot of Chileans in here from California, but where I am, we have a little mix of people, and there's about 20 some odd properties here. There's only about, you know, less than, well, around half a dozen people that are here full-time. There's people that come for, you know, part of the year and go back to, say, Texas. We have a family that comes and goes from Texas. But it's nice because, you know, there are enough people around here. So, you know, they're scattered around here and there. And, you know, we can get together for holidays and do things. And there's more and more people coming in all the time. So.
And basically, of course, you live in the lake region, don't you? An area where there are a number of beautiful big lakes?
Yes, we do. We live in the lakes region, and this is considered basically a resort area for the country. A lot of people come from Santiago, which is the capital city of Chile, in the summertime, and maybe their families spend a month down here where it's much cooler than it's hot up in the city there. So a lot of people have second homes here. So, like Pucón and Villarrica is a big resort area, the town I'm in, Panguipulli, is also. And it's very popular with Europeans. You see a lot of Argentinian license plates driving around. We get a lot of Australians that come here. Not so popular, not very well known with North Americans, but it is growing. But it's a beautiful area, lots of lakes.
All right, fine. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you'd like to talk to Jeanette, she'll be with us until almost a half hour. Then we're going to do open lines the second half hour. But if you have something you want to talk about, you can call us then. But now, if you'd like to talk to Jeanette, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, Jeanette, certainly, it sounds like a very nice area to live. What about the cost of, say, of electricity? Is electricity or utilities expensive? Are taxes expensive?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. seedcatalog.com.
My husband and I did for probably over the course of almost 10 years. We bought properties and we fixed them up and we resold them, and we worked very closely with realtors, and we've done a lot of reading in real estate. We're brokers. And, you know, whenever we do a closing, then the attorneys handle all of the paperwork. It works very similar to the same way in the United States. You know, have a title search and you make sure that the title's clean and, you know, that back taxes are paid and that sort of thing, that there's no liens on the property. And, you know, the attorneys do the closing and you get your property in something called fee simple, which is, a very stable way to own property.
Okay. In fact, the major source of income down there, they have a value added tax. So that it's sort of like a state or federal sales tax, isn't that really what you'd call it, a federal sales tax, the value added tax?
Right, exactly. It's essentially a version of the value added tax, same sort of idea that they have in Europe. And here it's 19%. And what that is basically it's, instead of being a sales tax like you have in the United States, which you pay, for example, in Massachusetts, we used to pay, well, it's gone up, but we paid 5% at point of sale, that money that is a gift to the state. Basically here, what their major source of tax generation is through adding on the value of a product, and then it's incorporated into each good and service.
And so, basically, of course, that is in lieu of really a lot of income tax, isn't it?
Right.
Okay, yeah, well, my telephone number, if you have a question for Jeanette, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And many people are saying this is what we should have in the United States, would be a value-added tax, and just do away with certainly the income tax and the capital gains tax, and certainly the inheritance tax, and just have a value-added tax. And it would work much more efficiently, in fact. But, of course, the thing is, my concern is that they would just use that as a vehicle to spend more, because, of course, the socialists who control our government know that if you could take from Peter to pay Paul, you can always depend upon Paul's vote. And it's all about power. They want power today. 40% of our people in America don't pay any income tax. And, of course, 43 cents out of every dollar spent in the United States, it has to be borrowed. And we're borrowing from our great-great-grandchildren. We have a totally unsustainable economic system. Our leaders know that, but, of course, they're still giving foreign aid to countries throughout the world. We have our troop station in 130 nations, and we have to borrow 43 cents for every dollar we spend. And we're in real trouble, ladies and gentlemen, because our leaders have a different agenda, because I believe they worship a different God, and that's why they've, of course, done everything they could to destroy the moral fabric, the Judeo-Christian fabric of America. Well, our telephone number, if you have a quick question for Jeanette, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. When we get back in just a moment, remember our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Jeanette, let's get your telephone number and your web page out just one more time, and then, of course, we'll let you go, and we'll hope that people start calling in here. We'll, of course, talk about whatever they want to talk about for the next half hour. But how could people get in touch with you just one more time?
Sure. They can call my telephone number, which rings in my office here in Chile, and that's area code 413-835-7961. That's 413-835-7961. And we're on the World Wide Web. And that's www.southernchileproperties.com.
That's properties, isn't it? So it's a beautiful website, southernchileproperties.com. Go ahead.
Yep, southernchileproperties.com.
Okay, fine. And who gets sees pictures of the area there? Because it's the lake area, but of Chile, and because Chile is almost 2,000. What is it? 2,000 miles long, something like that.
Yep, between 2,000 and 3,000 miles.
And just all along the coast.
Yep, exactly.
And of course, they're in between the Andes and the Pacific Ocean. Beautiful, beautiful spot, at least with the pictures. Thanks very much, Jeanette. We'll talk to you later.
Great. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And if you're out there, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and it's open lines, so give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Would you like to talk about the economy? Would you like to talk about population control? In fact, I was up on Alex Jones' website today, and basically, of course, we're talking about Gardasil vaccine, and of course, Senator Perry had mandated that all the girls in Texas, little 11-year-old girls, were to get this Gardasil vaccine so they wouldn't get the human papillomavirus, so they could go out and be sexually promiscuous. But he justified that why we're going to save people from getting cervical carcinoma. How many children have they saved from getting cervical carcinoma? It takes 30 years or more to get cervical carcinoma if you have human papillomavirus. And if you have the human papillomavirus, if you take vitamin B12 or folic acid, why, of course, it'll cure the virus. You won't have any problem at all. So with adequate nutrition, this is a non-issue. If women are getting, certainly, their regular pap smears, they'll pick it up, and so this will not be an issue. This is a non-sequitur, but, of course, it's a very, very profitable vaccine. And as with all the vaccines, of course, it creates all sorts of problems. Well, certainly at the Alex Jones program, they started out with interviews on CBS. And CBS, of course, would have certainly all these doctors come on from the Centers for Disease Control or consultants for the Centers for Disease Control saying there is absolutely no possibility of any complications from this vaccine. We've studied this very carefully. There have been no adverse reactions. Well, of course, that really isn't true. And certainly then the program went on to point out that literally all of the people they were interviewing said they had connections one way or another with, of course, the vaccine manufacturers, just as Governor Perry's, his chief of staff, had been a lobbyist for Merck that puts out the vaccine, and certainly the corporation, Merck, had been given thousands and thousands of dollars to Governor Perry for his campaigns. And of course, it was one point in one of the campaigns, I think Michelle Bachmann brought up that he was getting money from the vaccine manufacturers. And he looked over at Congresswoman Bachmann, and he said, if you're suggesting that I would sell out my principles for $5,000, I'm offended. And, of course, Michelle should have responded, well, Senator Perry, how much does it take you to sell out your principles? Well, of course, now the information's come out. He'd gotten, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 from Merck. He was getting all sorts of donations from Merck and his subsidiaries. And, of course, he paid them back by mandating that the vaccine would be forcibly given to these little girls. And the trouble is that many of them are having terrible complications. They got Guillain-Barré disease. There have been something like 46 deaths, my understanding is an awful lot of girls have died from the vaccine. And, of course, I think there have been somewhere between 15 and 18,000 serious adverse reactions reported in the vaccine reporting service. And, of course, probably only 1 in 10 vaccines. Adverse reactions actually gets reported. Most people don't know what to do, but they interviewed a number of girls there who said they'd gotten terribly ill, not be able to walk, been losing weight, not been able to think, developed all sorts of mental aberrations and abnormalities as a direct result from the vaccines. And you have to understand, vaccines work by changing, first of all, your immune function. And basically what happens is you inject the recombinant, it's artificially manufactured molecules from the DNA of certain of the viruses, the human papillomavirus. And of course then that gets into your blood and it stays there. And the aluminum, of course, gets into your mind. It gets into all of your organs. And aluminum is one of the most toxic substances to man. And you're not just taking one shot. You're taking a series of shots. And basically, of course, the whole idea is to artificially stimulate your immune system. And when you artificially stimulate the immune system, why? Because it doesn't turn off as it ordinarily would. I mean, if you got an infection, why, your body would mobilize against it. And then when, of course, the stimulation was gone, why, your immune system would turn off. That is not the way it is with most vaccines. They artificially stimulate your immune system, and they don't turn off, which is why today 1 in 9 American children who are vaccinated get asthma, and it's very, very seldom. Asthma is very seldom seen in children who are not vaccinated. They said that we have about one in every 11 or 12 children with severe allergic reactions. We very, very seldom see these, and I'm talking about allergies, skin allergies, food allergies, certainly inhalatory allergies, and of course, we very, very seldom see these in children who are not vaccinated. If you haven't seen my talk on the specter haunting America, it should be posted on our website, readyliberty.com. Of course, if you'd like to buy it, you can, but you can actually watch it on our website at radioliberty.com. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, it's open lines, and we want to hear from you. But certainly, it is not simply the Gardasil vaccine. It's all the other vaccines we're giving to our children, and we're attacking their minds. You see, they know how toxic the mercury was in vaccines. That's why, of course, they took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines. But what they don't tell you is they took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines because it was toxic, but they left it in vaccines that are given to children, and that is, of course, the influenza vaccine, which they immediately mandated. And if a child follows the CDC recommendations, since they took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines, they get twice as much mercury. That's a neurotoxin that gets into the brain, gets into all the tissues, destroys fertility. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. This is aimed at population control. And then, of course, the latest SAT scores that our kids graduating from high school found that only 25% of them were fit to go on to college. They're all going to have to take preparatory cases, of course, when they get into college. And the SAT scores have fallen again this year. And I don't believe it's all poor education. I believe they're destroying the minds of our children. They know exactly what they're doing. They just want the American people to know. And you say, who in the right mind would want to hurt a child? And I'd say no one in the right mind. But the people who are behind the Brotherhood of Darkness are not in their right mind. They hate humanity. They hate children. And, of course, they want to destroy this nation. And they want a compliant people. In fact, as George Bernard Shaw says on page 50 of his book, the title will come to me in just a moment. But he wrote a book going into the background of what's going on today, talking basically how through the use of diet injections and injunctions we'll be able to so control the minds of the of children that they'll not be able to think independently. The book is entitled The Impact of Science on Society. The Impact of Science on Society by George Bernard Shaw, written in 1953. Let's go to J.R. calling us from Michigan. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, J.R., how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Dr. Stan?
Doing real well. Thanks for calling in. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I have sort of a question and a comment.
Okay.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the way the whole society is kind of, and the world really is kind of going toward what's prophesied in Revelation in terms of the political, economic, and religious landscape. And I wanted to focus a little bit on the religious side of things and how Christianity now, even among so-called Christians who are within the Christian so-called community, are basically paving the way for the Antichrist. And the way they're doing that is they're downplaying the exclusivity and the uniqueness of the Christian faith. And what it looks like to me is anything you believe is okay, you know, the universalist bent that we see, like, and I'm sure you've heard of this book, it's called Love Wins by Rob Bell. It's the number one New York Times bestseller. It's been controversial. He's been on Good Morning America, etc. And he talks about how hell is not forever and everything else. But that
how does he know hell isn't forever?
He doesn't get that from the Bible, obviously.
Right.
But this is like his opinion, and to kind of play down the unpalatable essence of Christ's teaching about salvation and hell, heaven, etc. And he comes out with this book, and the book is filled with a multitude of false teaching. He talks about how death has been built into the fabric of creation and has always been a cycle of life and death in the universe, which is completely and utterly false. All you have to do is read Romans chapter 5, where it says death came into the world through sin because Adam sinned, and therefore death came to all men. He teaches that in the book. He teaches a multitude, but the essence of it.
Well, J.R., he would not be getting the play on the major media. He would not be reviewed, you know, in the New York Times review of books if he were telling the truth. Basically, of course, there is a conspiracy. It involves the people who control the media, whether it be the print media, the television media, most of the major radio stations, the major publishers, and they're very careful about what books they allow to be published, and if they do get published, how they can control the distribution simply by ignoring them or certainly blocking efforts to get hold of the authors. I mean, I'm having a terrible time getting hold of Ray Nagin. Anybody down in New Orleans knows how I can get hold of Ray Nagin, the former mayor with their time at Katrina. I would love to interview him, but I've been blocked at every turn. And basically, I'm sure that this fellow is selling a false gospel, and you're absolutely right. These ideas get into the church, and they've gradually changed the perspective of the Christians. The average Christian finds it very difficult to believe that many of our Christian leaders have either been compromised, they are not Christians at all, or there are people surrounding them who are feeding them false information and leading them away from traditional Christian teachings. And I know I've belonged to some of the organizations and had to drop out. And these are primarily Christian organizations, but I had to drop out because they were pushing philosophies which I felt were detrimental both to Christianity and the survival of this once great Christian nation.
And I'd like to just say that if anybody reads that book, Rob Bell, he's very subtle. He doesn't, and he's part of the emergent church,
sure,
you know, the Doug Padgett and et cetera. And he's very subtle in the way that he does it, and he twists things around so skillfully that if you don't have your Bible wide open and have a strong foundation in Scripture, you'll be easily fooled into believing what he's got written down in this book. And so I would encourage anyone out there who has read this book to really get your Bible open. Look for the basics. Salvation is through Christ alone, through faith alone. He goes against that. He says, no, you can't really know whether or not or how you're saved, you know, how people are saved. Is, you know, how come salvation can't be open to Muslims and Buddhists and et cetera? But the truth is that a Muslim, if he is confronted with the truth of the gospel, must go against the belief of Islam.
Right.
That's the truth.
That's what we should be pushing.
No, it's okay for other religions. Sure. Salvation is open to all.
Well, that's not salvation. What they're doing is dooming people to eternal punishment and to hell because, of course, what he's doing is discouraging Christians from trying to evangelize and bring the message. Hey, we've got to let you go because of... But I agree with everything you're saying. I share your concern. And we got real problems. I mean, certainly most of our ministers are wonderful people, but they do not understand that they infiltrated our religious seminaries, both Protestant and Catholic, you know, 50 years ago. And they've changed the music. They've changed the message of the church. They do it so subtly, most ministers have no idea.
And this emergent movement is kind of the outgrowing of
that.
Yes, but I'll let you go.
And this goes right along with
exploring.
This goes along with Rick Warren. We have some great information on anybody who would like to get into the emergent church. We have several books on this. And we have, of course, certainly the DVD put out by our good friend Bob Klink going into certainly the purpose-driven church, and Peter Drucker and all of these people who wanted to change the perspective of the Christian population so we could go along with this idea of the New World Order, the New World Religion.
Which is syncretistic.
Absolutely. God bless you. Thanks very much, J.R.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye. Let's go to Jack, who's calling from Michigan. Jack, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. In fact, wasn't it Bertrand Russell who did the Impact of Science on Society?
It was.
Okay. I even found out that the local library here, I've been referring people locally to check into that book at the library because it's such a landmark revelation on everything you've been talking about. Well, many things you've been talking about, and also a previous guest, what, a couple years ago, I guess, Lab Virus. I remember his website is labvirus.com, and he was discussing all about these recombinant pathogens. He referred to a book, The Horrors of Vaccination, which author I don't recall, but he was a very, very interesting guest then. Now, J.R. from Michigan, since I'm in Michigan, I'd like that Rob Bell fellow is from Michigan. He's out somewhere in the Grand Rapids area of Michigan. And I guess he's supposed to have like a 10,000-member congregation out there. So I would direct J.R. and anyone else concerned about this. You interviewed Chuck Baldwin recently. And he and his son authored a book, Dr. Stan. I can't recall the title, but I do recall the subject matter being Romans 13.
Right.
And how it's been deliberately, distorted or misinterpreted.
Absolutely. Intentionally and purposely misinterpreted. So that Christians would simply go along with this move towards the New World Order. After all, we're not to be involved in politics. We're to do what we're told by the government. Hang on, we'll be right back. Okay, Zach, go ahead. What else did you want to cover?
Oh, Dr. Stan, that is that really tugs at my heart because
most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132. 866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
We do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We do have a few advertisers. Jeanette has been advertising us for a couple of months. But primarily, it's the people in our audience who believe in our message who are keeping us going. And as we are gradually expanding our ministry into other markets, and we picked up about 3 new stations here in this last 3 months. And we're hoping, of course, to be able to rapidly expand. Sydney, hoping something will come along, we'll be able to get more and more people to hear our message, which we think is unique. Why is it unique? Well, because we've been at this for almost 50 years, and we think we understand pretty well what's going on, not only from a political point of view, but from a spiritual point of view. This is why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talks on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret and the syllabuses that go with both of those. You need to hear our talk on Iraq, the Untold Story, and get the syllabus, because it has all the sorts of documentation on all the wars we've been in. And ladies and gentlemen, they've all been contrived, including, and I hate to say this, but even the Second World War. Most Americans don't know that American corporations were in Germany all during the Second World War building the weapons that were being used to kill American soldiers at Normandy and the Battle of the Bulge. And that's covered in the books Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret, and Trading with the Enemy. The 3 books, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret, Trading with the Enemy. And, of course, if you get anything from us and ask for a copy of Ambassador Dodd's letter, we'll send it to you. Or if you can't afford it, why, of course, we'll be glad to send it to you anyway. But Ambassador Dodd, the American ambassador to Germany in 1936, writes to Colonel House. We got the paper from Colonel House, the letter from Colonel House's papers, and asking Colonel House, why are 100 American corporations over here in Germany building the weapons of war for the German military? And, of course, I'm sure Ambassador Dodd didn't know. Colonel House obviously knew. He was one of the leaders of this whole satanic Luciferian movement. He was a man who had supernatural powers, who was able to control people's minds. And Colonel House knew exactly what was going on. We were building up the best enemy money could buy. After all, if you don't have an enemy, how can you have a war? And those of you who have never analyzed Vietnam and realize, of course, we were all during the Vietnam War, we were financing the Russians, we're financing the North Vietnamese, we're financing the Viet Cong, we're killing our boys. We actually have the rules of engagement. Senator Barry Goldwater was able to get them. We weren't allowed to win the war. We weren't allowed to hit the major military targets in North Vietnam during the war. We weren't allowed to bomb Haiphong Harbor. We weren't allowed to bomb the ships in Haiphong Harbor. We weren't allowed to mine the harbor until the war was already over. And then we had to go in and remove the mines that we'd put in. We couldn't bomb the rail yards at Haiphong. We couldn't bomb the rail lines leading out of Haiphong that were carrying the weapons to be used with our boys. We could bomb the Ho Chi Minh Trail, of course, with the Ford motor trucks. Yes, Ford was over there in Russia building the trucks that were being used to haul the supplies down the Ho Chi Minh Trail to be used to kill our boys. We couldn't even stop the ships going out the Mekong River that carried the weapons that were being used to kill our boys. And we were supplying the money to Russia so they could build the weapons and send them to North Vietnam. Where do you think North Vietnam got their sophisticated aircraft and their sophisticated radar and their sophisticated anti-aircraft missiles that they used to shoot down American planes? Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Four tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WARM. We'll be back in just a moment.
As we raise our voices,
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of David Rubin, who's over in Israel. He's the former mayor of Shiloh over there. And is it Shiloh? Did I pronounce that right, David?
Oh, you pronounced it right if you're talking in America.
Right, okay, fine. How would you pronounce it over there in Israel?
In Israel, we call it Shiloh.
Shiloh, okay, fine. Well, if you'll let me refer to it as Shiloh, I guess. But anyway, okay. Chris, David's over there, and Chris, he's very concerned, and justifiably so, because suddenly everything is changing over there. It's Turkey, which traditionally been an ally of Israel, has now turned against Israel, and they've broken up diplomatic relations. Egypt, which certainly had been and not aggressive. It's had a peace agreement with Israel, and certainly so the southern border of Israel was secure. They didn't have to worry. Egypt now is in the hands of the radical Islamists, as far as I'm concerned, and certainly more and more of the countries over there are being taken over by the Muslim Brotherhood. Of course, it's this coming Friday, I believe, that they're going to have the vote in the United Nations about statehood for the Palestinians, which, of course, is totally contrary to the Oslo Accord. So, David, I'm going to let you talk about what's going on over there and the relationships with Jordan, which are deteriorating. And, of course, there's a tremendous amount of unrest in Israel because, of course, of some of the actions by the government against the settlers over there. A lot of the Israeli citizens are becoming increasingly disillusioned with what's going on. You pick the story up and bring us up to date on what's happening in Israel.
Sure, I can do that. The situation right now is that we have a process that was started back in 1993, which is called the Oslo Peace Process, meaning the peace agreement that was signed in Oslo, Norway, and this process said that there was going to be a Palestinian authority created, basically a quasi-governmental authority created for the Arabs who live within the land of Israel in Judea and Samaria, which is the area that much of the world calls the West Bank. And this quasi-government authority was going to have autonomy in seven cities in Samaria and Judea, and with the possibility, if everything works out all right, nice and peacefully, and all disagreements are reached through negotiation, then they will eventually possibly have a state, an independent state. Well, it didn't work out the way it was planned. From 1993 until this very day, there has been massive terrorism from these Arabs who live within Samaria and Judea. Massive, massive terrorism. Actually, Gaza was also part of that, that region as well, to the south. So the terrorism, the degree of terrorism has been worse than any 15, 18 years in the entire history of the state of Israel and even ancient Israel. So I think that first we have to have that historical perspective in order to understand where we are at the United Nations today.
All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's David Rubin, the former mayor of Shiloh over in Israel, and he's speaking to us from Israel tonight. We'll be back, and because it's early in Israel tomorrow morning, we'll be back in a moment. Well, David, of course, the Oslo Accord didn't work out, and of course, the Palestinian government is actually financing many of the Palestinian terrorists, and they're actually giving a stipend to those that have been arrested or in prison, and the United States is giving money to the Palestinian Authority that is then financing the terrorists in Israeli prisons, many there for murdering Israeli citizens. That doesn't make any sense. Why would the United States finance the Palestinian Authority that's financing terrorists? That doesn't make any sense any more than, of course, that the Palestinians apparently were appealing to the United Nations. Their representative is the mother of four or five young men, all of whom were terrorists, and several of them had been arrested for killing Israeli citizens. Why would you put a woman dedicated to violence as your representative trying to establish a Palestinian state? Go ahead.
Well, I'll say that there, just to spell it out a little bit further for your listeners, the United States is financing the training, not just financing, but actually doing the training of the Palestinian army. They call it a police force, but to make it sound better to the world, but the United States is financing and carrying out the training of the Palestinian army. Okay, now what does that actually mean in practice? In practice, it means that that this Palestinian army is being trained with the ability to commit terrorist attacks and carry out war against Israel. That is the reality of what is going on today, and most people don't even realize it. I would venture a guess that maybe 2% of your listening audience is aware that the United States is financing and training this Palestinian army. And so that's just shocking. Now, aside from that, why would the United States be doing this? Well, there are a few reasons. When President Bush was in charge of things in Washington, he had this vision that he was going to democratize the Islamic world. But as I explained in my book, The Islamic Tsunami, Israel and America in the Age of Obama is the subtitle.
David, please hold that. We're going to bring some of other stations on board right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Sydney, David Rubin is our guest, calling from Israel. He's the author of a book, of course, going into the Islamic Tsunami. But basically, of course, he's pointing out that the United States certainly is financing and training the Palestinian army that is being trained to fight Israel. On one hand, we're certainly financing and training, and although David didn't mention it, we're also arming. We are arming the Palestinian army that will be used against Israel. On one hand. And we're arming the Israelis, on the other hand, and giving them money for weapons to use against the Palestinians. So we're financing both sides for the coming war, which, if you look at it from a logical point of view, doesn't make any sense. We'll get David's opinion as to why this is occurring. I have my opinions. But remember, it was $150 million we gave, and we sent American military officers over to train and arm the Palestinian army, which is now ready to fight the Israelis. At the same time, we've been providing weapons and training the Israelis, or at least financing and providing weapons for the Israelis. So pick the story up, David. Why do you think they would do anything this stupid unintentionally? I believe they do know exactly what they were doing. But what is your interpretation of what's going on, which really doesn't make any sense?
Well, as I have told you in the past, President Bush had this intention to democratize the Islamic world. He really believed that the Islamic world could be democratized, and you know, the American principles of freedom and liberty would spread throughout the land, throughout the Middle East. So his whole plan was that if the American government would get behind the Palestinian cause and get involved in it and support them in creating the institutions of government, then they would just naturally become Jeffersonian Democrats or Republicans. And it just didn't work out that way. The reality of the situation is that they have taken the arms, taken the weapons, and just put it into their goal, which is to Islamify the Middle East and to get Israel off the map. And this is the reality. You know, unlike Israel, which is a beacon of freedom in a non-free Middle East, where we have the Islamic winter going on, which many of the media people call the Arab Spring, that you just have this Islamic tsunami taking effect, one country after country falling to these extreme Islamic forces, spearheaded by the Ayatollahs of Iran and the Muslim Brotherhood.
I certainly share your concern. I believe, of course, that I might have a little different interpretation of it. But anyway, you feel that it was just foolishness on their part, thinking that they could convert the Islamic world into a democracy. Why would anybody in their right mind believe there's no tradition of democracy or representative government in the Islamic world? I mean, basically, of course, you know, what you're seeing, of course, is taking these countries from being led by certainly authoritarian figures, but they were at least secular societies. By destroying that government, you're supplanting it with governments that are dedicated to Sharia law, what you're really doing, because Sharia law and government go hand in hand. We've imposed a government under Sharia law in Iraq. We imposed a government under Sharia law in Afghanistan. We have been instrumental, in my opinion, of toppling the governments in Egypt and Tunisia. And when the dust settles, they're going to be under Sharia law. We've transferred power in Turkey from the secular military to an Islamic government. Oh, we're told it's just very mild Islamic, and I don't believe that for one minute. Why in heaven's name would they do this sort of thing when there is no way in the world you're going to be able to democratize an Islamic society?
Well, that's because Americans are an optimistic people. Americans believe that people can be changed, that people can be improved. And with what we're missing here, and what President Bush was missing at that time, was an understanding that we have a culture clash. We have a religious war going on in the world. And so in the Islamic tsunami, I wrote about this in great detail, about how there is a clash of civilizations between Western civilization, which is basically a Judeo-Christian civilization, and the Islamic civilization, which seeks the destruction of Western civilization. And so people don't like to think that that the other peoples around the world have nefarious goals, but the reality is that there is an Islamic movement to take over the world.
Well, basically, of course, what you're doing is paraphrasing Samuel Huntington, a professor at Harvard, who wrote a book on the clash of civilizations. Well, one of the things he said, if you read what Huntington said, is do not ever try, of course, to challenge, you know, or build up, or think that there's any way that you, the West, can live with the Islamic world. Let them go their way, but certainly they have an entirely different worldview, and it can never certainly go in, become democratized as America might want it. You're absolutely right. We have a class of civilizations, but nobody in their right mind would think that we can turn that around to make the Muslim world more like us. It just isn't going to work.
Well, many people still believe that, and President Obama came into office. He inherited this approach of democratizing the Islamic world, but unlike President Bush, who I believe understood the dangerous trends in the Islamic world, President Obama comes from a different place. He comes from the Islamic world. He was raised in Indonesia. He was raised as a Muslim in Indonesia. So this influenced his worldview, and he looks at it as the Islamic world being a very positive force that needs to be marshaled for good. However, the president seems to either not understand the situation or understand the situation too well, and his sympathies clearly lie with the Islamic world. So that is what is very dangerous about what's happening today. Since President Obama came to office, he has adopted the Islamic position. Oh, as far as what's going on in the Middle East and many other places, over and over and over, and we saw it happening when he started negotiating with the Taliban. We saw it happening when he started negotiating with Iran, which is frantically working to build a nuclear bomb. This is a very, very different view from what Americans have always believed to be true, that Judeo-Christian civilization is the greatest civilization in the world and a force for good. President Obama has come in and said, well, we're just one civilization in the world, and we've done so much bad, and we need to be apologetic for America, and we need to apologize for America and all the terrible things that America has done to the Islamic world. This has been President Obama's approach. This is President Obama's approach. And it's a very dangerous approach. And the result of that is to hurt Israel and to make things very difficult for the Jewish state.
So what do you anticipate happening? Because, first of all, we're going to have that debate this time. We're going to have the vote in the United Nations this weekend. What happens if the United Nations votes to establish a Palestinian state? Certainly this will be a direct challenge to the very sovereignty of Israel. The Palestinian state will never live in peace with the Israelis. Their goal is to destroy Israel, as is the goal of most of the Islamic nations over there. What in heaven's name is going to happen, and why is the United States sending nation after nation over to this radical Islamic force? Because it's not just the Palestinians, but all these other nations are falling under the influence of the Islamic Brotherhood, of the Muslim Brotherhood, which is a radical, a militant Islamic organization.
Yeah, well, the problem, as I see it, is that the Palestinians, again, Palestinians meaning the Arabs who live within the land of Israel, particularly in Judea and Samaria and Gaza, those three regions of Israel. Judea and Samaria generally is known as the West Bank, just so people have a sense of perspective here. But their goal is to create an independent state. It has always been to create an independent state with a stress on the word independent, that there would be no ability for Israel, for the United States, to influence the makeup of that state, to influence the values of the state, And this has been the goal. So the ultimate goal, really, is to create a terrorist Islamic state with Sharia law as the law of the land within the heartland of Israel.
And if you can...
And to use it as a base against Israel.
All right, fine. We'll be back in just a moment. Sydney, our guest is David Rubin. I do not agree with, or I don't disagree with the problem. Only question is, why is this taking place and what can Israel possibly do? I don't see how America is going to be able to help. We've created the best enemy our money could buy, the best enemy for Israel. Well, David, what in heaven's name can be done? Because certainly things are moving.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Most people look a little askance. What do you mean Thomas Jefferson fought Islamic terrorism? Well, people have forgotten that Thomas Jefferson was serving at Sydney as the Secretary of State for Sydney of George Washington, and basically he was actually, there were Islamic terrorist attacks. There were Islamic pirates over there, and they were attacking American ships at that time. And Sydney did that extended on into the time when actually Jefferson became president, didn't it, David?
Well, it's actually kind of interesting because a lot of people don't realize that there was a congressman not so long ago, and it still is a congressman, Democratic congressman from Minnesota, Keith Ellison, who was a convert to Islam, and he was elected as the first Islamic congressman from Minnesota. And so he was sworn into his new position by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And it was reported in the Washington Post in January 3rd, 2007, that Ellison would be sworn into Congress, not on a Bible, but on a Koran that had once been owned by Thomas Jefferson. So this is an interesting departure from congressional norms. And so people were kind of wondering about that. And there was some criticism. But Representative Ellison claimed that Jefferson appreciated the diversity of America. And that's why he had a Koran. Well, it's a total lie. What actually was taking place is that he had Ellison got this Koran from the Jefferson Library, and why did he have a Koran? No, that is the real question. Well, the United States was getting ready to go to war in the early 1800s against a group of lawless radical Muslims, and these, as you alluded to, these were known as the Barbary Pirates. From the Barbary coast of North Africa, and they were creating havoc on the high seas for American and European ships. They're using the ports of the current Islamic nations of Algeria, Libya, Morocco, and Tunisia, which at that time were all part of the Ottoman Empire, and they were using these ports for their attacks. The Barbary pirates were Muslim terrorists. And at that time, they didn't use the word terrorism, but that's what they were. So what better way to understand these terrorists than to read the Bible? So after a number of years of going back and forth, and as you alluded to, Jefferson was sent to Tripoli's ambassador in London in 1785, along with John Adams, as messengers for the Washington administration, and they visited one of the leaders of the Barbary Pirates, and they asked him by what right he was extorting this money and taking slaves, and he was extorting enormous amounts of bribery from the various nations, including the newborn nation of the United States. So the ambassador told him. And this is what Jefferson later reported to Secretary of State John Jay and to the Congress. He said, and I quote, "The ambassador answered us that the right, meaning the right to hijack all of these ships, was founded on the laws of the Prophet Muhammad, that it was written in their Quran that all nations who should not have answered their authority were sinners, that it was their right and duty to make war upon them wherever they could be found."
Yes, and of course, eventually we sent our troops in from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. That's what it's all about.
That's right. That is right. But their ideologues, their Islamic ideologues, made it clear that they considered an obligation, according to the Quran, to destroy and to take over, and so they justified their terrorism based on the concept of jihad, holy war, which is central in Islam. Thank God Jefferson read the Quran and learned from the experience, and as you said, he sent in the American Marines who took over and defeated the Barbary pirates.
And most people have never heard that story about David. Absolutely right. Part of the American tradition was to oppose the radical Islamists, and because we're talking about the early 1800s. And so basically, of course, but Islam has never changed. It is still militant. For a land so fair. Go right ahead, David.
So we have this situation where Jefferson defeated the Barbary pirates, and one of the main tools that he used was reading the Quran, reading that book that Islam created, that was created as the guidebook for Islam. And to this day, that book is the guidebook for Islam. And if people read it, then hopefully they will understand what Islam is all about. Jefferson coined the term "Know Thine Enemy," and this president, the third president of the United States, learned the Quran not to absorb the wisdom of Muhammad, the founder of Islam, but in order to understand the mentality of the terrorists of his time, the Barbary pirates. Now, I have to tell you, there are many Americans who aren't going to go out and buy a Quran. They would see it as too unwieldy, too difficult to understand. And that's why I encourage people to go out and get the Islamic Tsunami, my book, The Islamic Tsunami, Israel and America in the Age of Obama, because it explains for people in a much clearer way and a much easier way for Americans to understand in our times what is actually going on in the world and how we can face that challenge, how we can meet that challenge. And the first step is to educate yourselves, and the best way to educate
yourself...
Hold that thought.
We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris David Rubin is just saying most Americans don't understand the Quran. If you did understand the Quran, you'd understand that it calls for taking militant action. The first half of the Quran, of course, is in the Muhammad was advocating peace. The last half of the Quran, he's advocating violent war and killing the enemy. And, of course, this is a very violent religion. People don't understand. But, Sidney, deceit is perfectly acceptable here. And they said that you have the right to oppress both Christians and Jews and to slaughter them. And this is actually advocated in the Quran, the things, terrible things in the Quran. And I personally believe that this is a very dark religion. People need to get the information. David's talking about how you need to get his book and learn about the Quran. If you're not going to sit down and read it, you really need to understand what's there. Well, David, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get your book and, of course, how they can get to your website and learn more about your position and activities?
The simplest way to get the Islamic Tsunami, to purchase a copy, is to go on Amazon.com. Just go on Amazon.com, The Islamic Tsunami by David Rubin. And then, there are some people who prefer to just make a phone call. So they can order it by phone 24 hours a day by dialing 1-800-431-1579. That's 1-800-431-1579. And just tell them you want The Islamic Tsunami by David Rubin.
All right, fine. And Chris, it's basically, Chris goes into the background of the things we're talking about, and I think people have to understand we're heading into very, very difficult times. Why? Because, of course, the whole Muslim world, at least in the Near East, the Middle East, is beginning to consolidate under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood. And if you think that Egypt is going to be a democratic society, or that Tunisia is going to be a democratic society, or that Libya is going to be a democratic society, or that Syria is going to be a democratic society, or that Lebanon is going to be a democratic society, or Turkey is going to be a democratic society, they may have a facade of democracy there. But when the Muslim Brotherhood is working there, they will be, of course, following the tenets of the Quran, which calls for violence against the West. but it also allows you to be deceitful. It allows you to lie. And the prophet gives you permission to lie when you're dealing with your enemies. Go right ahead, David.
Well, the prophet, of course, meaning the founder of Islam, Muhammad, I prefer not to call him the prophet, simply because there was a time, according to our tradition, our understanding of, in the Bible, there was a time when there were really prophets, and Muhammad certainly was no prophet. He was a man of war. He was he fought against all the Jews and the Christians who lived in the Arabian Peninsula 14 years ago when he founded Islam, 1400 years ago, I should say, when he founded Islam on the Arabian Peninsula. He was an evil person, and he founded an evil ideology. So, of course, you know, we don't like to say that this is an evil ideology, because it's just not politically correct. But I don't believe in this concept of political correctness. I believe that we have to speak out.
Well, I think we actually have a four-tape set. It's called Islam, the Religion of Doom, and basically it's interviews with a gentleman who'd studied the Quran in great length, and he has quotation after quotation after quotation from a Muhammad where he actually expressed concern that he was satanically possessed. In fact, you remember there was a man named Salman Rushdie who actually written a book on satanic verse going into the satanic influence within the Quran, and of course he was a Muslim himself, and they put a contract out on him, but to my knowledge he's still having to live in hiding because they'll kill him for simply quoting from those verses in the Quran that suggest the satanic origin of this. Now, I'm certainly most Muslims are not into Satanism, but when Muhammad actually told one of his wives that he was concerned that he might be satanically possessed, I think we should all be concerned, especially when there are probably close to 1 billion people following this religion today. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out there. And let me suggest, I think David's book is excellent. We do have this four-tape set. It goes in, it's called Islam, the Religion of Doom. And certainly, once again, your book, and how can people get it, David?
Yes, The Islamic Tsunami is available on Amazon.com. Islamic Tsunami. On Amazon.com.
All right,
or
fine.
Right ahead. I was just going to say, or by dialing 1-800-431-1579. 1-800-431-1579 to order The Islamic Tsunami.
All right, fine. Our telephone number, if you have a question for David, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and go right ahead, David. I understand your concern as a Jew, a Jewish person living over there in Israel, and looking all around, and all you see, of course, is this growing strength of the radical Muslim Brotherhood, firm advocates of this militant religion. Go right ahead.
Well, we're in a very dangerous neighborhood, as we like to say. Israel is a country of about the size of Delaware, and we are surrounded on all sides. There are about 50,000 missiles today, over 50,000 missiles at last count, directed at the main Israeli cities. And those missiles are pointed at Israel from Lebanon, where the Hezbollah terrorist organization has taken over. Interesting to note, with reference to what we discussed earlier, that the Hezbollah terrorist organization masquerades as a political party also, and they took over through free elections. Because in the Islamic world, the belief is that free elections are simply a tool for the Islamic radicals to take over, to spread Sharia law and to spread Islamic radicalism around the world. So in Lebanon, the Hezbollah took over, and in Egypt, which used to be a fairly decent ally of the United States, the previous leader, Mubarak, had a relatively good relationship with the United States, and he also had a peace treaty with Israel. But there was this revolution in Egypt about less than a year ago, and there were millions of people demonstrating in the streets, calling for free elections, calling for the overthrow of Mubarak, calling for death to Israel, and it soon became chants of death to Israel and death to the United States. And just a couple of weeks ago, the Israeli embassy was attacked by many thousands of demonstrators waving Nazi flags and the flags of Muslim Brotherhood and other Islamic organizations and parties within Egypt. So they are rapidly taking over in Egypt. Now, if we look over at Libya, it appears that there is a similar situation going on. There is a transitional government that has taken over, and they're still fighting Gaddafi. He's still in hiding, but it appears that the Libyan rebels have control of Libya now.
But why would America be backing the Libyan rebels that are going to overthrow Gaddafi and establish a radical Muslim state? At least Gaddafi lived in peace with the Israelis. He certainly had no warlike intentions towards the Israelis. And now we've gotten rid of him and brought in a government which I'm firmly convinced is going to be in the radical Muslim camp. David, none of this makes sense if you just look at it logically.
Well, if you look at it logically as one who believes in freedom and liberty in the American way, but if you're someone who believes in the spread of Islam, then it makes perfect sense.
You're absolutely right.
Yep. So in Libya, what you have is Gaddafi, who was the leader of Libya for several decades, and he was a very strong enemy of Israel and of the United States and of the West until several years ago when he was given a warning by President Bush that if he doesn't get his act together, that he is going to be removed. And what happened is that Gaddafi toned down his rhetoric and he abandoned his program to develop weapons of mass destruction. So Gaddafi actually was fairly harmless at this point. So there was no logical reason for any president who believes in freedom and liberty and spreading the American way around the world as opposed to spreading Islam. There's no reason why he would be supporting such rebels. Well, these Libyan rebels are turning out to be Islamic radicals, just like the ones in Egypt. The transitional government has drafted a constitution in which they state very clearly that they believe that Sharia law, that repressive Islamic law which makes every non-Muslim a second-class citizen, that Sharia law will be the basis of the law of the land. Well, what does that tell you right there? Unlike the American Constitution, which is based on the Bible, and by the way, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, and all the founding fathers made that very clear, that the Constitution of the United States would be based on the Bible, and that Bible is based on the Bible of Israel, on the Hebrew Bible, on the concepts of the Hebrew Bible, and we see that very clearly in representative democracy. We see that very clearly in the values of freedom. So in Libya and throughout the Islamic world, the belief is that any constitution or any system of democracy has to be based on Sharia law. And this is what American taxpayers have been pouring billions of dollars into in Libya. To bring about a theology which is based on Islamic law, which is the most dangerous force in the world today.
I share your concern. I would point out, though, that none of this makes sense unless there is another agenda, which is, of course, my contention. I do not believe that Barack Obama is foolish. I don't believe that he is naive. I think he knows exactly what he is doing, and I think he is doing exactly what there are certain powerful forces that put him in office want him to do. And, of course, this is, of course, to build up the Islamic world and in preparation for what I fear is going to be another great war. We're just going to have to wait and see. Hope and pray I'm wrong. But everything we're doing is to shift nation after nation after nation after nation into this radical Islamic camp. And it may very well explain then why we put over $150 million into training and arming the Palestinian army, which is very soon going to be used, in my estimation, against Israel. But go right ahead, David. I think that things are going from bad to worse, and they're going to get a lot worse before this is over. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I wish that I could say that what you're saying is wrong. I wish that I could say that President Obama is just naive and inexperienced, as some commentators say. I don't believe that to be the case at all. I think that Barack Hussein Obama, and by the way, his name is not just it's not just a middle name. It is an Islamic name that represents his background. And President Obama represents that collusion between the far left in the United States and the Islamic ideologues who are seeking to take over the world. Now, what's interesting about that is as follows. President Obama may be of Islamic background. Okay, we'll leave it at that. I'm not going to get into what God he worships or where he worships or doesn't worship. But he is definitely from Islamic background, and he is definitely influenced by and leans towards that background. And he has said very clearly that the sound from the mosques as he was growing up was the prettiest sound in the world. Now that sound from the mosques, I mean, we hear it in the middle of the night here sometimes. At 4 in the morning, as I'm sitting here in my home in Shiloh, at my children, who, by the way, are terror victims, my son having been shot in the head several years ago in a terrorist ambush. My terror victim children are woken up at 4 a.m. in the morning, very often by Muslims across the valley who are shouting out on loudspeakers for the Muslims to come to prayer. And occasionally they use those loudspeakers to shout out cries against the Jews and against the infidels. And we hear them. We hear them saying in Arabic, "Itbach al Yahud," which means killed and slaughter the Jews, literally. There's nothing pretty about that sound. And President Obama obviously leans in that direction. He identifies with those Islamic ideologues. And he also identifies with the far left in America. He was educated at Acorn, and he taught at Acorn about extreme socialist ideology. Now, that blending of extreme socialist, extreme communist ideology and Islamic ideology is the most dangerous force that the West is facing today.
I certainly agree with you. Well, I guess it's David Rubin. One more time, let's get your telephone number out there, David.
1-800-431-1579. That number actually is not my telephone number, but that is the number that people can call to order the Islamic tsunami, Israel and America in the Age of Obama. 1-800-431-1579.
All right, fine. Hang on here. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap this program up. But Basically, of course, if you'd like to see President Obama talk about his Muslim faith, go to my website. One of our clips shows him sitting there talking about his Muslim faith. Well, David, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. What's the message you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, I would...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
Many decades, these great United States
who were financing the Viet Cong or were killing our boys. So today we are simply setting up the radical Islamic world in preparation for another war. You have to have an enemy. And those of you who have heard our discussion of World War II and how American corporations and American banks and American oil companies were in Germany during the war, headed by American citizens, building the weapons that were to be used to kill American boys. And the average American has no idea because they don't understand history. They can't understand that we are today creating the best enemy money could buy. Let me recommend several things. First of all, my book we carry called The Devil's Game goes into the background of the Muslim Brotherhood, how it was financed from its very inception right here in the United States by our CIA and in England by their MI6. If any of you have any question that we're financed Islamic terrorism, why, of course, we have testimony before the statement made before Parliament by Lord James. It was November of last year. We talked about how the Bank of England was actually financing the terrorists in North Africa. Now, that was November. It was in December, of course, that the other riots and demonstrations began in Tunisia and in Egypt, financed by, as far as we can tell, the Bank of England. Why would they do that? Well, because the Bank of England works along with the Fed and the CFR and the Council on Foreign Relations and the American